The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, trying to go through all this mayhem in Ukraine with the coup. There's a Colonel McGregor. TheIndependenceCentennial.com. He was interviewed Sunday, and so he has his opinion, his view on what happened over the weekend. The reason I feel to talk about this, because this is, Russia is in the Bible, a very powerful nation, in the time prior, in the years before Christ returns, not in the last 7.5 years before Christ returns, but up into that time, Russia will be a very powerful nation. And Russia becomes a powerful nation late in the game. She's been a nation that has influenced the nations of the world for 150 years, but more so in the last 30 years, especially in the last 29 years. And Russia will have her day of punishment, judgment, but it's not going to be at the hands of its Wagner group or Wagner group. No. It's going to be in the Middle East. America is involved in another coup, this time with Russia. You're not going to have a coup against Russia. You're not going to have a coup against China. There's not going to be an American coup against India. They are attempting to sway the politicians in Brazil and South Africa. But there's not going to be an American coup against Russia. No matter how powerful the CIA is not going to destroy Russia through Ukraine. So here's what the colonel says. He says, I wouldn't call it a coup. I think what happened is that Mr. Prigozhin, who, as you know, is a well-known blowhard and has frequently said outrageous things. He reached the conclusion that I think a lot of people in the senior ranks of the Russian army have reached. And that is two things. Now, Prigozhin, there are warmongers. They only know war. He would be kind of like General Haig. Who are some of the others here in this country? Dick Cheney, George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., William Jefferson, Rockefeller Clinton, and his cousin, Hillary Rodham Rockefeller Clinton. Firstly, that the war has dragged on too long, They want Putin to take decisive action to end it. He doesn't see that what has happened in the last year and 4 months, almost 5 months, has benefited Russia greatly in many different ways. One, Russia is now very strong economically. Number two, Russia has not used her full army, all of the capabilities militarily. Numbers, we look at numbers. America is wanting to flush Russia out. We want to see what type of technology Russia has. That's what this game is about for America. You flush out your enemy. You see the kind of weapons. You see their strategy. You watch their strategy. And this Prigozhin, he just wants straight out, he's a cage fighter. He wants to get in the cage, 3 5-minute or 5 5-minute duke it out type of scenarios. That's not Vladimir Putin. Prigozhin doesn't understand Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, he calculates, he looks at strategy. The ruble, the strongest it's ever been. Russia's industry is booming. Yeah, making war, weapons of war. Militarily, nuclear-wise, Russia really even isn't matched by what America's nuclear program is presently. Russia has known that they're going to have to fight for their survival. And they have that, the will to fight. Prigozhin, I'm not a fan of this guy. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez will be back.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Of Aquarius, Age of Aquarius.
Well, there is a age, a new age coming. It's not the age of Aquarius. It is war. I don't want to lie to you. There's no sense in me lying to you. We have begun the final years that will continue to, the wars will continue to increase, the conflict between nations, the races between races. You know, I was listening to Maxwell Jordan, and he made a real interesting comment. The Civil War in the United States of America, when you divide a country through civil war, it's not civil. There is nothing civil about that kind of a civil war. What a unique strategy by the rulers of the world. And the strategy is once again being played out in this country. Gender wars, wars amongst the sexes, racial war. This is not, and I have mentioned and I have stated that there will be, I believe, a civil war in this country. I know there will be a war like there was in Nazi Germany, where the government will be at war with the citizens of the country. And the strategy of the government will be to create conflict between the citizens within the nation, not just Democrat, Republican, political parties along that line, the races, male, female, everything that we're seeing right now is a strategy. Christ said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. This country is not going to stand. This country, we will spend all of our military might, economic might, every technology, we'll spend everything. The rulers of this country are willing to use every means available to own the world, to tame humanity. The rulers of the world have to tame the societies, mankind. This is the strategy of the rulers of the world. And if you can take out 100,000 people through war, through conflict, no problem. If you can kill 2, 3, 4 million people in Afghanistan, no problem. If you can displace 20 to 30 million people and move them from point A to point B, C, D, E, and F, they will do it. The rulers of the world, they direct the United Nations. They direct all of these big agencies, international agencies. And the rulers in the Western world, in the unipolar world, they refuse to let any nation or nations interfere with their control. This is why America, with all of our military, NATO, the armies of the European nations, the Five Eyes countries, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, even we use Japan, South Korea, other nations in Asia, because they are our territories. They're our colonies. We own them. We control them. Without us, they cease to exist. And any nation or group of nations that won't yield to being owned, and that's really what it is. You know, you hear of slaves. Well, these slave nations, the nations must, in the same principle as a slave, there's the master and there is the slave. The European nations are trying to break free of that slave network. Countries that are slaves to empire. And let's face it, France right now is giving the U.S. a little difficult time. Germany, they don't have a choice. They have to go along with American programs. But many of the European nations, their nations, the political within each of these countries, Greece and in Italy and in Finland, many of these European nations, they are voting in people that are more conservative, that still have moral values to a great degree, that want to be free from the strings and the ropes and the cables that restrict them from being great. It's like individually, every person wants to be able to be victorious or to be what they are to be. Like the old army ad years ago, be all that you can be. Well, it's true. God has put in every human being a desire to be in your world as an individual, to be successful, to be important in the little world that you're in. Every father, you know, wants the respect of his wife and his family. The mother wants the respect of her children, her husband. The children want the respect of their parents. Be all that you can be. Well, the nations can't be all they can be when you have empire controlling them economically, militarily, if they won't go along with empire's agendas, will just a coup. And this is what is happening to some degree with the Wagner Group, a coup, an attempted coup, a failed coup. Vladimir Putin and Russia is not going to be taken down by a coup directed by American CIA and English MI6, MI5, MI20. This is not what the Bible says will happen to Russia. Vladimir Putin, there is even talk that Vladimir Putin, there's a struggle to replace him. Well, the people of Russia, they know what he has done for their country in this last 23, almost 4 years. But it's funny how we forget things. And another thing that this Colonel McGregor, another thing that he doesn't see about Putin is Putin has been successful in working with some of the nations in the old Soviet bloc. And they are diplomatically, they are tied together. Putin has worked things out with one of the powerhouses in the Middle East, Iran, and has also befriended, in a very powerful relationship, Saudi Arabia and some of the OPEC nations and North Africa, the nations that have been under the heavy boot of the French, of the Germans, of the English, of the France, Germany, England. Trying to remember another nation. And Russia has been there, and it was through this Prigozhin, through the Wagner group, to prevent France from her coups, England from her coups, Germany from coups backed by America, an American CIA in North Africa, Libya. Look at their latest coup there. Go on your search engine, you'll see. But remember, the coup couldn't have taken place with Saddam Hussein without George Sr. Excuse me, and then without Hillary, Libya, Muammar Gaddafi was doing great things for his people, but he wanted to get off the petrodollar, get onto gold standard. And so this colonel, I'm trying to get a read on him, whether he is pro-Ukraine or pro-Russia. But he said, firstly, the war has dragged on too long, and they want Putin to take decisive action to end it. Secondly, I think the fear is that the United States will be tempted to intervene in Western Ukraine with its Polish allies and other potentials, potentially, if it doesn't come to an end. Now, that is truly a threat. Don't think that Putin hasn't considered that. But I read another article. Putin is ready to send up to 1 million troops into that conflict zone. And Putin, as of a couple of days ago, has decided, maybe I better go ahead and show the West that I have the will. If America has the will to bomb Hiroshima and Nagasaki to prove to the world that we have the resolve, Putin is thinking, okay, the world needs to see the resolve that we, Russia, have. We will. We got a million-man army ready to go. We have more than that. But we'll put a million men in there, and they'll be equipped. They'll be heavily armed. They'll be equipped. Prigozhin, he made a boo-boo. He should have waited another 6 months. He pulled the trigger a little bit too soon, and he missed the mark. He didn't achieve the objective. His strategy was a failed strategy, I feel, because now Vladimir Putin, within 24 hours, Prigozhin has to call his old buddy of 20 years in Belarus, Lukashenko, and say, hey, man, hey, buddy, old friend, old pal, hey, man, can you take me in? Because I've got a target on my back, on my front, on my brain, and they won't use a 50 caliber. They'll use a missile to take care of me. So can you help me out? Can you give me amnesty? And can you work things out with Vladimir? Because I don't want to die. Please, Mr. Wizard, I don't want to die. And Lukashenko said, all right, I'll call Vladimir and we'll work this out. But I'm not sure I can save your life. We'll be back.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams. The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
It will only grow if you plant it, so don't miss the Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale. Now through July 18th, choose from thousands of flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, trees for narrow spaces, windbreaks, and privacy screens. Or add color to your yard with ornamental trees, flowering shrubs, perennials, and more. The Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale.
Come you take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Well, Mr. Prigozhin, he is fully aware of who the phantom of this opera is, Vladimir Putin. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Vladimir Putin is fulfilling Bible prophecy. He must make Russia great. Russia has a war to fight. Russia has to have all of her allies, Turkey, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, some of the armies of, I believe, in the area of Germany, some of the nations of the old Soviet bloc. Russia has a date, an appointment. Russia is not going to be destroyed in Ukraine, though America would love that. Russia will be punished when Russia and all of these nations that I just mentioned, and probably forgot a few, invade, bring their forces into the Middle East to invade. The purpose is to invade Israel, who will be double the size when they come. But now Mr. McGregor... Now, this is my view. He has his view. And he said that Prigozhin staged this. He went to Rostov, to the Theater Command Center, stayed there. No violence. He says there was no violence. Then he dispatched 4,000 troops to go toward Moscow. 30,000 troops in Moscow garrison were mobilized to prepare and prepared to fight. Ultimately, Russian aircraft attack helicopters were used against the 4,000 troops. So at least in Moscow, people took this very seriously. As soon as there was any indication of fighting and that anyone could be killed, supposedly Prigozhin immediately called a halt to it. Lukashenko's known Prigozhin for 20 years. Close friend, spoke with Putin, who gave him permission to talk directly to Prigozhin. Outcome was Prigozhin split, left, bailed. There will be no charges against Prigozhin. One of the reasons for that is that both the Wagner group and Prigozhin are very popular with the Russian people. True. They see him as kind of aggressive leader that they want on the battlefield, and in this way, and in this war with Ukraine. Half true. They would prefer detente. They would prefer diplomacy. They would prefer a treaty. And they know that Vladimir, in spite of the conflict for the last year and a half, or a year and 4 months, Putin has been very successful in exposing the objectives of empire and empire's unipolar network of nations. If this would have ended quickly, the world would not see how important Russia, India, Brazil, South Africa, and India are, and China. These nations are vital in a strategy to give other nations hope that they can be free from American world hegemony, from American petrodollar sanctions. They've given the nations of the world, Brazil down in South America, these nations are realizing for the first time the United States has lost its momentum. The U.S. has lost its stranglehold. And they have hope that as they work together, as they consolidate, as they unify, as they work economically together, as they all come to the same consensus with a common objective, stop using U.S. dollars. Go to gold-backed systems. Work with nations that you can trade with. America produces nothing except heartache. Heartache, suffering, misery, death. And the American people, after all these years, 20, 30, 75 years after World War II, many of the people in the United States that are honest, they realize this country is not ruled by the people for the people. This country is a monster like Steppenwolf. There's a monster on the loose. It's got our head inside of a noose. America, the American people, and the what this nation is, two different creatures. We, the American people, are we going to be able to rebel and turn things around? No, we're not. There's going to be civil war. There's going to be protest. Is there going to be victory against this machine? No. The machine will do one thing. It does what it does. It tears things apart. It destroys everything it touches. It's called continuity of government. The American people, these agencies in the continuity of government, I call them the apparatus of terror. What do you think that the NADA Act was? The NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. Almost had it wrong. Hope I got it right. It is to control the people within this country? Why are they trying to destroy the Constitution? They're going to do it. It's just a matter of time. The Constitution has lost. It's really the Constitution. I hate to use the term death, is on its deathbed. The Constitution, the lights are going out. The energy, the strength, the power, because of the powers that be, they ignore the laws of the land. When they ignore the laws of the land, they ignore the people. I hear programs here for the last year, the matter of freedom of speech. I've heard this since the 70s, since the 60s, freedom of speech. Back then, we did have some freedom of speech, very little now. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcasts, 1360KHNC.com. These are my views. They don't have to be yours.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
We've been living most of our lives, like I always say, living in a gangster's paradise. And we are not going to, this country is not going to destroy Russia in Ukraine. Nope. Russia has a different destiny. Are they going to replace Vladimir Putin? I don't know. He's 70 years old. He's has more wisdom than Prigozhin. Prigozhin pulled the trigger too soon. He missed the mark. But it did. It set some new things in motion in Russia. And Russia is going to have new tactics. I think that Vladimir Putin is really now going to be able to solidify his relationship with even a better relationship, a stronger relationship with the nations that are going to come with Russia, or a nation called Gog in the land of Magog, to the Middle East. This is just, I guess you could say, Putin knew that the Wagner Group, Mr. Prigozhin, he knew he was very powerful. He knew Putin knew that he was, there are those, the old soldiers, the old timers in Russia, they're men. And they like conflict. They would prefer conflict and quickly. But you have to have a modern army, which we don't have. We have the modern, we just don't have the army. We have the technology. We have, you know, these missiles. Well, these things, shucks, they have computer chips. They don't have gears. Everything is very sophisticated. And these people in Ukraine, they don't have the training. Russia's a modern army. And Ukraine, what they're getting, I think I heard, what program was I listening to? They said that what is being sent over to Ukraine is the leftovers. You know, it's what you give little Fifi, you know, little Bandit. You give Bandit and Fifi the leftovers, and they're pretty happy. Well, Fifi and Bandit aren't on a battlefield fighting for their lives. The Ukrainian people, their soldiers, they are. Now, so then the article goes on. You're going to see changes at the top of the Russian command structure. I would expect Slovakian to rise as a result of this, but like you, I see no evidence. Mr. Prigozhin was made an agent. Now we get the fox's tail, okay? Frankly, he says, I see no evidence that Mr. Prigozhin was made an agent by MI6 or the CIA or anybody else. I don't believe that either. Anybody who knows the Russians knows that any senior officer or commander or leader is surrounded by numerous FSB informants. The idea that he could have sold out even if he wanted to seems ludicrous. Remember, supposedly he was given money by the CIA. Now, while he was in Africa, away from the conflict zone, there was a possibility that maybe he did take bribes from the CIA, but no real proof of that, according to Mr. McGregor. And I agree, too. He also explains that the Wagner Group, they aren't actually mercenaries. They're more like the French Foreign Legion, and they are loyal. They thought they were rescuing Putin from bad advisors. But Putin wants to move cautiously, but the others in Russia want a more aggressive war. This would be a mistake for Putin to move aggressively. It would be wise that if he just continues to step careful steps, and the steps he's going to take are to strengthen the multipolar world nations. Russia and China. And China, I didn't read an article yesterday, China is also 100% Vladimir in this war, and with this matter of the Wagner Group, he's 100% China is behind Putin, and they will do whatever is requested to put an end to any coup, a talk of coup, any conflict, any infighting. China's behind Russia. I didn't bring the article. I do have it, but it's in the back room. I'll tell you what, I'll go to the back room and I'll get it. I'll be back. You're going to have dead air for 20, 30, 45 seconds, so I'll be right back. Well, that can't happen. So we'll just go ahead and have the intro to another commercial. And we're going to finish the program out. China and Russia. Big mistake. Henry Kissinger's not happy. He's not sleeping well. Rick Rodriguez.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI24. You will be glad you did.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, well, we're going to finish out today's program. We're living in a gangster's paradise. Now, there was an article out of the dailymail.co.uk. I had to, as I read it, I had to be real careful, because this is definitely a Obama rag. Let's see if I can find. Oh, yeah. So you have a guy by the name of Sanovich and his view on the involvement of Lukashenko, who was shared by Michael McFaul, who was Barack Obama's advisor on Russia from 2009 to 2011, who then became the U.S. ambassador to Moscow. McFaul tweeted, "Putin could not control a mercenary force that he created and run by his buddy. He had to rely on Lukashenko of all people, to cut a deal with a guy he called just hours ago a traitor." So already you have the Obama machine in motion. These are the, now here's the thing. These are the signs of a real weakness, not strength. This has weakened Putin's grip on power, his disastrous war in Ukraine. It's not disastrous. He's been very productive. He's been very victorious. The longer the war continues, the weaker Putin's regime becomes. Everything negative. Never in a quarter of a century, Putin looks so ineffectual and hapless. Lukashenko saves the day. Putin reduced to a bystander. He said, needing Belarus dictator Alexander Lukashenko is a sign of how feeble Putin is. He relies on his aura of invincibility. He's a dictator. Putin has been humiliated by Prigozhin. This is Putin's worst humiliation. So you see, the Obama machine is alive. It is engaged. I'm telling you, in my view, this coming election, I thought about this last night, is it going to be canceled? Is this going to be the big event? Is it going to be, is there going to be an event that puts a stop, a halt to this coming election? And if so, who is the only, and let's say that they stop elections forever and they decide to put, who's they? Continuity of government. The rulers of the world, they decide maybe to put Barry Satoro back. Or let's say that Barry Satoro will not listen to the rulers of the world. Let's say that Barry decides to use the behind the scenes authority, power, people, individuals, agencies that he still has access to, and maybe they decide, you know, what's best for the American people is a return of Barry Satoro and his wife, Michael. Maybe that is what the powers may be thinking. And then again, maybe not. Maybe he doesn't need the blessing of the rulers of the earth. Maybe he has another agenda and is more powerful to carry that agenda out. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.